correct. Today we're going to make leprechaun worms. And of course, what color are leprechaun worms?
Would that be green, perhaps?
Correct.
Oh, thank you. I answered correctly.
So we have our linking solution.
Oh, okay.
And we have worm goo.
Perfect.
So we're going to take the worm goo and...
Are these instant worms? Oh,
there
these
you go.
Are instant worms.
Instant leprechaun worms.
How about that?
Jack, what is it really? Because there's some science there. What is that really?
Yes. This is actually a polymer.
Can I touch it? So,
yes. It when the worm goo, which is actually a type of seaweed, touches the linking solution, it forms a chain, thus a polymer.
Thus a polymer, and thus
yes.
the worm. Very yeah. good.
Why
very
do you need a green worm to catch?
Green fish.
Nice, all right. Mark, you know about leprechaun eggs because you asked Dad where leprechauns came from, and I told you. So tell Mr. Kobrick, would you?
So, Mr. Kobrick, these are leprechaun eggs,
uh-huh.
and
they
start out very tiny, as you can see, but when you put them in water, they turn out very big.
How
like
about
this.
That? May I have one? And they're perfectly symmetrical, I might add. They look like big marbles, but they're actually polymers too, is that right?
Yes, and there's something magical because, Mark, what happens to
just
leprechauns?
Just like leprechauns, they're very tricky because when you drop them in water,
yes.
they disappear.
Get
Watch.
Out.
Do that. Wait, put some eggs in there.
Completely.
All right, here we go. Drop them in. That's
Look
good.
At that.
Look at that. They will vanish.
How is that possible?
Nice job.
Look at that. They all
See,
just
they are
disappear.
Tricky. So which came first, the leprechaun
back,
or the egg?
When you take them back out, they're still there.
Do they reappear?
They reappear. They're
That's
in there,
because
aren't they?
Those leprechauns are sneaky.
They are sneaky.
There they are.
They are sneaky. All right, so Scotty, the last thing is catching a leprechaun because our people out there have leprechaun traps, and you're using something to catch them. What is this?
Leprechaun snow.
Dehydrated, right?
Yes, it's
okay.
dehydrated.
All right, so put some in there. Let's do it. Ready? So put it in there.
All right, put
it like
in
this,
there.
And we add some water. Okay, so don't take
water,
your eyes off.
So
it's green snow.
Watch it turns green, and
oh
it's
my
snowing.
Gosh.
How
now,
good is this?
How could you use that to catch a leprechaun?
Well, my friends Blake and Bradley actually used it to catch a leprechaun. But when they opened up the box, it was just a green squirrel.
Oh, a green squirrel.
Should we do a big one right
Excellent.
There?
Excellent. Do a big one. And while you're doing the big
it's
one,
green.
I want to tell everybody that you can see Steve's experiment and become a friend or a fan on his Facebook page, by the way.